has been utterly swamped by the pictures and the videos and the actions carried out by these people. I cannot get that scene out of my mind. These young boys, how they must have felt when they saw, after they got off the truck, a line of people about to murder them. If they were lucky, they were murdered in cold blood by bullets. If they were unlucky, they were mutilated for the edification of some of the worst, most disgusting human beings that I have ever encountered. And I have encountered many ugly human beings. Muhammad, thanks for the call. Rafiq is in Leicester. Rafiq, what affected you most in 2014?
Shocking superpowers playing the game like playing a game of dominoes. Like you said, ISIL is, I believe ISIL has been created by America. And this is just a game. I mean, they're not coming with the big weaponry where they, all the allies have to go back to Iraq and fight over that. I believe that this is all creation. It's a monopoly game, actually. It's all because of oil and the safety of Israel. Israel is not, I don't class it Israel, but it's America, actually. If it wasn't America, Israel wouldn't be there. I believe that it's going to the dangerous position at the moment, the war. I mean, ISIL is just a name who's been created by America, and this is not going to be, it's going to be dangerous for all Arab countries. And they can't, I mean, just imagine they're fighting in Iraq now, and then we see in Syria, and America's bombing both sides. We don't see people there. We only hear, oh, there've been hundreds been killed. But this all, I think, it's just a game, I think, because if ISIL can go as far as Golan Heights, if it's Islamic State, they would have attacked Israel. They didn't do nothing.
Like, no, they never have. They have never cast a stone at the State of Israel, and indeed, they are effectively on the same side as Israel. Whether they formally are or informally, they are on the same side. They are both fighting against the regime in Damascus, and they are militarily coordinating with each other. When Israel bombs targets in Syria, it is assisting the progress of these individuals in ISIL. When ISIL soldiers are wounded in the Golan area, they are treated. We have pictures and news in Israeli media of that. They are treated by Israeli medics. So objectively, they are in the same trench. They are on the same line, in the same front. Must be wonderful for the friends of Israel to look at these kind of pictures. Rafiq, thanks for that call. Mario's in Malta. Mario, which news affected you most in 2014?
Assalamu alaikum, George.
Wa alaikum salam.
Say, I'm going to say that America, USA, by giving armaments to Israel. So it's Israel bullying a small, not small, Palestine, all whole Palestine. But Gaza is a small country. It's the same size as we have here, Malta, you know. So it's no good because they're killing children, innocent people, you know, and then America has the blood on their hands, you know.
They shot a five-year-old kid in the face today in the West Bank.
You know.
Yeah.
Gaza is like, in the Second World War, was the whole world anyway. Germany was like that. It's just crap, you know what I mean. They shouldn't do that, you know. They should give them their state, you know, this kind of people. They own this country anyway, you know. Well,
that's okay, what I Mario, was saying. Thanks for that call, my friend. We're fixated by these images now, looking back on the year 2014. What a year it has been. I'm struggling to think of any good news that we could show you on the wall. I'm not sure that we have much. Joseph is in Australia. I don't know what time it is in Australia, but Joseph is most welcome. Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Good evening, George. Yeah, it's pretty late here.
I'm sure.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
By the way.
It's Boxing Day already with you, yeah?
Yes, it's Boxing Day, yes. And I don't really want to box with you too much because, you know, Christmas has just passed. And you mentioned something about the ISIL terrorists being treated by the Israelis.
Yes.
The wounded soldiers. But I also want to mention, but you mentioned just because of that, the Israelis were on ISIL's side, just because...
No, not just because of that, Joseph. I did mention the bombing, the repeated regular Israeli bombing of Syrian regime targets.
Because I know Palestinians were also treated by Israeli on-field medical doctors during this last war. You know, some civilians were treated. And that's what bothered me most about...
Is that the civilians that they... The civilians they mutilated, they then treated them?
Well, you can call it that, but what bothered me most this year, probably one of the most... I wouldn't say what bothered me most. There were other things happening, like the ISIL terrorists, but one of the things that also disturbed me was just the negative media reporting against Israel. It wasn't all... It's not all black and white. You know, we have to be objective. And
it looks pretty black and white. It looks pretty black and white there, don't you think, Joseph?
The killing of...
That was quite black and white, wasn't it? The burning of that young boy to death, that was black and white, wasn't it?
And civilians, that's something...
This American boy being beaten to a pulp by two Israeli soldiers, that's pretty black and white, isn't it, Joseph?
That's impermissible, but in this kind of war where the Hamas wishes to wipe Israel...
But that wasn't a war, Joseph, and there's no Hamas in Jerusalem. That was an American citizen in Jerusalem being beaten to a pulp by Israeli soldiers. Joseph, the five-year-old child that was shot in the face today has a big hole in her face. A five-year-old boy with his 14-year-old sister were both shot getting off a school bus in the West Bank. There's no Hamas there. There's no war there. Why was that child shot in the face, Joseph?
I haven't heard the news today, George. I didn't watch the news today.
Joseph. That's the problem. No. You won't find it on the news. You'll only find it here. Because the kid was just a Palestinian kid. His blood wasn't worth anything.
But even in Australia, George, they don't report everything, fairly. The media is fairly biased towards Israel. For example, Hamas using human shields. So, Hamas were just as responsible.
But they didn't use human shields, Joseph. That's just a lie. Unless you think... Joseph, I'll let you back in. Jeremy Bowen, the highly respected head of Middle East reportage for the BBC for the last 30 years, who was there in Gaza throughout the conflict, explicitly stated that he, and Gaza's a very small place, that he never saw any such thing as Hamas using civilians as human shields. It's just a lie, Joseph. It's just a propaganda lie. Your namesake, Joseph Goebbels, the Gauleiter, propagandist of Hitlerism, he invented this. If you tell a lie, make it a big one. Repeat it often enough. Come on every show. Just mention it as if it were a fact. It's not a fact, Joseph. It's a lie. Go on.
What about Dresden? Wasn't that a war crime? What happened in Dresden? The slaughter of innocent German civilians?
I think it was. Actually, I think it was. So let's move on. We have a rare point of agreement. Let's move on. We're not talking about 1945, Joseph. We're talking about 2014. We're not talking about Hitler's Germany, which both of us abhor. We're talking about Israel, which you support in 2014.
I just support the truth, George. I just want to be more objective.
But you're not being objective, Joseph. You just stated a lie that Hamas used civilians as human shields. Either you're lying or you're ignorant. You don't know that Gaza is a tiny place, just 20 miles long, just 2 miles across, and 2 million people in it. There isn't any room for anybody to be using anybody as a human shield. They're all there. They're fish in a barrel being shot.
I'm just trying to say Israel did its utmost best to avoid civilian casualties.
But that can't be true, Joseph. How can that be true? Israel killed 500 children in 4 weeks. 500 children, and thousands more were maimed, their lives destroyed. Almost all of the people who were killed were civilians. Most of them were women or children. How could that possibly be true, what you're saying, Joseph?
But if the Palestinians listened to their warnings, a lot of them would have been avoided. A lot of the civilians would have been avoided.
There is nowhere to go, Joseph. And a warning isn't worth the paper it isn't written on. They tell you, we're about to bomb your area. The people have nowhere to go. It's 20 miles long, 2 miles wide, 2 million people, rockets, bombs from land, sea, and air. What use are warnings? Oh my goodness. I've got to take a short break for just 3 minutes for a news bulletin. God willing, I'll still be here when you get back.